going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Well, they did ask her, what's your favorite date?
What is your perfect date? Yep.
It's so good.
And today is it, April 25th.
It's the perfect date, and it is consistent with the weather outside. Not too hot, not too cold. You might need a light jacket.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's Arbor Day.
Oh, and it's Arbor Day.
Happy Arbor Day.
Happy Arbor Day.
Does Prairie Village celebrate Arbor Day?
Every day is Arbor Day in Prairie Village.
The city of trees.
Yes. Every day is Arbor Day in PV. Can we talk a little bit about the draft? We were watching last night during dinner.
Okay.
And every year as I get older, the players drafted become younger. And
okay, Matthew McConaughey.
You feel like that too? When they were calling the names, these children were, they hug their mothers and mom is crying. And, you know, they try to put on this brave face and they straighten their jacket as they're walking out into that crowd full of, you know, 300,000 people. We saw it here at Union Station a couple years ago. And I just cry every moment their name is called because, you know, in that moment, their life has changed forever. Except for every year there's one or two players that just sit there all night while the cameras keep showing their faces.
Shedeur Sanders.
We have to talk about Shedeur Sanders.
Bug in my throat there.
And do you guys remember this year? There was a player, was it last year? They kept showing his face. It was a blonde kid.
Will Levis.
Yes, Will Levis. They kept showing his face as he waited and waited, and he is staring at his cell phone. Mm-hmm. And last year, I said there needs to be a new rule. Everyone needs to get together before the draft and say, all right, we're not going to pick this kid. So you don't have the kid sitting on the couch all night staring at his phone with his mother. I feel so bad for them.
They are creating drama for television.
Yeah, these are children, Dan.
It's all about the TV show. They don't care about their emotions. And they do handpick all of the players based on who they think is going to get drafted that first day.
Can't there be a super secret meeting right before the draft where they say, okay, did anyone pick you know who, because we don't want the cameras on that child if he's going to sit there all night.
I think that that would confirm that the NFL is scripted.
Okay. Why did no one pick Deion Sanders' kid? Is it because he's Deion Sanders' kid?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that his hype came from the fact that he was Deion Sanders' kid and not exactly from his quality of play.
He's a great player, though. Is he not a great player?
He's good.
Yeah, he's really good.
Really good, but he's not great.
Okay. And the teams are like, well, we don't really need that right now to fit into our thing. I mean, this is like a job interview in a sense, this whole draft
thing. Yes, if the whole world is watching
you. But we put it up on television as if, you know, it is very odd.
We also have to keep in mind, specifically with Shedeur, that personality and locker room presence weighs heavy
I know.
On NFL teams.
I know.
We heard about it with Tyrann Mathieu being such a great locker room presence, and then Tyreek Hill being not such a good locker room presence. And so if you have somebody with a massive ego,
yeah,
Shadur happens to have a massive ego. Have you heard his dad? then that can be a bad pick.
He even said today, we all know that what happened last night was not supposed to happen, should not have happened.
And maybe he wasn't picked because they're afraid of the football mom that comes along with it. Deion Sanders, you know.
Okay, so let's talk
maybe
about
they don't want him
let's
around.
Talk about the good things about the draft. That sweet child from Lee's Summit North.
Armon Membu.
Oh, my gosh. We were just watching at the bar, finishing up our dinner, and then up right in front, I see Lee's Summit. And I go, oh, my God, he's one of ours.
A Mizzou grad from Lee's Summit. And, yeah, you had mentioned how they just keep getting younger and younger, 21 years old. It was a couple years ago that I had the realization that most of the guys that I'm watching on the NFL field
are way younger than you are.
Are younger than me. I wouldn't say way. Hey, now, they're way younger than Dan.
Way.
Not way younger. They're way younger than me.
Then last thing we have to mention is we got someone new to protect Patrick Mahomes. I don't remember if it's on the right side or the left side, but we need all the sides.
Joshua Simmons.
Okay.
He is not
Ohio
likely
State.
To play this first season.
Okay.
But he is going to be a good depth guy to get into that left tackle position that we have had so much trouble with. I think we've like tried four or five different guys in the last few seasons, and nobody has stuck because nobody can seem to hold the defenders. Well, they can hold them, but we don't need holds.
Well, I like him. I like him as a pick. So I heard everyone around me say, that's a good pick.
Oh, yeah.
I go, yes.
Yeah, great pick. He has had some recent injury issues. He didn't get to play the full season last season because of an injury in his knee. But the Chiefs seem very optimistic about that and that he is going to be ready to play when they need him.
Okay. Speaking of wine, because that's what I was drinking when I was watching the draft, you can now watch wild chimpanzees share alcoholic fruit. It is a behavior that has just been captured on video for the first time. And it basically means if you want another glass with friends, have at it. Though the reason behind this action is unclear, researchers suggest that socially consuming alcohol may have offered evolutionary benefits to a common ancestor of both humans and chimps. This is from the Smithsonian Magazine, so you know it's true. For the first time, scientists have documented chimpanzees in the wild eating and sharing boozy fermented fruit. The research team has tentatively compared the behavior to social drinking among humans, suggesting that alcohol consumption may have provided an evolutionary benefit for the common ancestor of our species.
Yeah, it gives them an opportunity, a way to figure out how to deal with all the other chimpanzee
stuff.
It's
so fun. Can you believe him over there, right? While chimpanzees have previously been observed consuming alcohol and sharing food, this marks the first time scientists have documented it happening simultaneously, according to the Washington Post. We suspect this is not a rare occurrence and that actually the sharing of the fruit that have a level of alcohol is probably relatively widespread.
So it turns out that all primates like to get drunk.
Now think about it. This says for humans, we know that drinking alcohol leads to a release of dopamine and a release of endorphins and resulting feelings of happiness and relaxation. We also know that sharing alcohol, including through traditions such as feasting, helps to form and strengthen social bonds. Now we know that wild chimpanzees are eating and sharing alcoholic fruits. The question is, are they getting similar benefits?
If they eat enough. Hold my fruit. Watch this.
They're getting buzzed.
By the way, the archaeological evidence of alcoholic beverage sharing goes back thousands of years. Thousands of years.
Climbing under the influence seems like a bad idea.
Look, he missed that limb again. Someone cut Bob off, please.
CWI.
Speaking of drinking... A woman accused of stealing a police cruiser was seen wearing a motorcycle helmet and allegedly pulling out a sword on officers in Kentucky.
I've been waiting for you to bring this one up.
31-year-old Nina DeVels led police on a multi-state chase Monday morning. She is charged with evading police, criminal trespass, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. According to authorities, they received a call about a reckless driver on State Route 62. Police officer tried to stop the car. She kept going. She crashed into a ditch, emerged wearing a motorcycle helmet from the car.
Of course. I mean, safety first.
And then started waving a sword at the officer.
Yes. Were her first words, "My name is Inigo Montoya."
Really?
Yeah. Oh, the story gets crazier, Dana. Keep reading.
She then got inside the officer's patrol vehicle and drove toward Boonville, Indiana.
You missed a detail there. They fired shots as she was swinging that sword around, striking her. So now she has a bullet in her side, pops into the police cruiser, and takes off.
Police lost contact with the vehicle, their own, until a Rockport police officer spotted her traveling south on U.S. 231 in Indiana.
Lights and sirens?
I believe she was not lights and sirening herself, although that would be a really strong play.
Had she had some alcoholic fruit?
The story doesn't say, Dan, but I think it's safe to assume.
Oh, that's way stronger than alcoholic fruit.
That maybe something like that was going on.
Maybe some meth.
When we get back, a more serious conversation about drinking and driving, there is a case out of Wichita, and I'm telling you right now, this is going to make national, if not international, headlines involving a woman who is alleged to have been drinking, struck and killed someone in Wichita. When you hear her sentence, I need to brace you all. When you hear the sentence that she got for this, brace yourselves. I'm going to tell you when we get back, you are not going to believe what a judge has decided in this case.
We also have a mom, I believe, in Texas who was arrested recently for what she brought to a fifth grade school party.
Was it fruit?
It was fruity.
Back with those stories and more straight ahead. Stick with us.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Okay, so when you go to vote for judges, they always say, you know, I don't know. How did they vote? I don't know how I should vote. You know, people just like say all yes or all no. And then every once in a while, there's a case that reminds you that sometimes you should Google the judge's name. Just, you know, if you live in Sedgwick County, I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, I'm an all no guy, and I like to think that I am in the know. And every time I get in that booth, I'm like, I have no idea how any of these judges ruled.
Real quick. I had the great pleasure of sitting down with one of our area judges at a social event for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And I asked him that very question. Why do we vote on judges? No one has the knowledge, the time, or the understanding to research the case. Like, how do I know?
Unless they were directly impacted by a poor judgment made by that judge. Like, I don't know, somebody dies and they get a light sentence. Like, that specific person is going to remember that judge's name, but anybody else is not going to take the time to do
their
research.
So I loved his explanation. He said, Dana, if I have done something so bad in his, you know, 38-year career on the bench that I should be ousted, you will know about it. He says every once in a while there is that case. The young man who was just released after raping a woman because, quote, it would ruin his life. I still remember that judge's name.
Was that Stanford? I can't remember.
He said, you will know it because in the day of social media and all of those things, if something I have done is so wrong, not only will you know it because it's in the news, but there is apparently a mechanism here where they ask attorneys ever so often. There's this rating system.
Yeah.
And he said the attorneys are the ones that really know who are the rotten judges if they exist.
How was your Uber ride?
Right? It's like that, right? And so I like that. And that tees up this next story. This was just updated 1 hour ago from Cake Television in Wichita. A woman responsible for the hit and run death of a 28-year-old Wichita man last summer has been sentenced to probation. Sedgwick County Judge Crystal Cryer today sentenced Peyton Allart to 3 years probation.
I'm not surprised.
Allart pleaded guilty last month to, did I mention, leaving the scene of the accident?
Counts, there allegations of driving under the influence as well?
Counts of transporting an open container and liquor possession were dismissed. So, hit and run death of a young man in Wichita. They dismissed the counts of open container and liquor possession.
Yeah.
How in God's name does a hit and run death involving alcohol net a sentence of probation? The crash happened, by the way, back in June of 2024. Wichita police said officers arrived on scene to find a wrecked Saturn sedan. The passenger was trapped inside the car, died at the scene. Driver wasn't seriously hurt and ran.
So it wasn't a hit and run. It was a horrible accident. And he just took off from the vehicle because he was so ashamed of what happened and was
Police said the black Ford F-150 collided with the passenger side of the Saturn.
Oh, gotcha.
And fled.
Okay.
She was in the pickup. The decedent was in the Saturn. Officers located her. She was 19 years old at the time, as well as the pickup several hours later. And what drives me crazy is that Cake does this story and says, oh, she'd be good. They don't expand on this. Like, in what world can you kill someone, flee the scene, there's alcohol involved, and you're on probation?
I'm sure gender played a role here as well.
Okay.
If it had been a college guy, they would have dropped the hammer.
Do we want to go there? We can go there.
I mean, I'm sure it did. Absolutely.
She is a 19-year-old blonde.
Let me guess. She's not hard on the eyes.
Female. The deceased happens to be black.
Oh! Didn't see that one coming.
This story will make headlines beyond this area. It just will. And maybe enlighten me. Maybe tell me, like, if someone has no priors and they kill someone and flee the scene with alcohol involved, that's usually probation. We can have that discussion. I don't recall with the hit and run crimes around here involving alcohol. I do not ever recall hearing the words, we're going to let you walk on this one. And unless you violate probation, and then I think it's 3 years.
It always depends on the details of who is involved. I mean, the pretty white lady syndrome is a real thing.
Sam, this is bad.
It's horrible. Yeah. Not to mention, if you have money, I mean, the justice system is favorable to people who are of means. But if you have money, you hire a good lawyer.
But what are you going to say about that? There was no, like, maybe she didn't do it. And in fact, in her mugshot, it looks like she's got a busted up nose and some cuts and scrapes on her. Yes, money can buy a lot of things. It doesn't change the fact that she struck and killed someone and left the scene.
When did you say the wreck happened?
June of last year, I believe.
So, yeah, I mean, you continue the case into the ground. They're tired of dealing with the case. You have a good lawyer. They line up a great plea agreement. And all of a sudden, you get to effectively walk, despite the fact that you made a decision, a very stupid decision, that took the life of an innocent person.
God, his family has to just be fit to be tied. I don't understand it. we certainly can take calls on this, but I don't know what are you going to say?
I think we're all anti getting drunk and killing someone. Absolutely.
I would agree with you.
And there. Fleeing the scene and all of the things.
913-586-7798. We'll be back with your calls on this straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks. So actually, during the body of this show today, the victim in this case, his name was Jazz Brooks. His sister took to Facebook about this case and the sentencing today of the 19-year-old who left the scene after this young man's death. And I'm going to read some of this. 36 months probation is the fate of Peyton Allart, one of the girls who was involved with the loss of my little brother. Listen to this next sentence. She was found not at fault for causing the wreck, but it breaks my heart she left him there at the scene. She took full responsibility for what she did, showed remorse, and apologized from the depths of her heart. So did her parents directly to my face. They even broke down crying for me and my family, which I truly appreciate them for that.
Now, there is a real element here, and the text line brought it up, of being a dumb kid and making a dumb mistake. You had mentioned how they are playing with kids' emotions with the NFL draft. We're talking about 21, 22-year-old men at that point, right? And so there is that element of, yeah, she's underage. Yeah, she made a stupid mistake.
It was 3 a.m.
Yeah, she killed somebody. But at the end of the day, the justice system has to work evenly across the board. And if this person, this individual, didn't have money to hire a good lawyer, obviously they had a good lawyer because they were able to make the case that you can't prove that they were at fault for the wreck when all signs are pointing to they were at fault for the wreck.
But think about it this way, Sam. If she was in, what was the, was it a Ford F-150?
Yeah.
If she struck on the passenger side where he was seated.
Right.
And he was trapped in that car, could not get out, was deceased at the scene. The truck is going to win over a small sedan in
7 days a week and twice
every
on
scenario,
Sunday.
regardless of who's at fault. The sister seems to suggest here the court found the other driver at fault. Remember, Jazz was in the passenger seat.
Right.
But that the 19-year-old girl still fled the scene. I think they found her several hours later. So does that, if you don't believe in your mind that you caused a wreck, and she's going to say, well, I didn't know there was someone dead. I just knew that they had crashed into me and I had beer in the car. Is that why the court then decides probation?
And I would be interested in the more intricate details of this case. Was it that the driver of the vehicle that Jazz was in ran a stoplight or ran a stop sign and that's what led to this wreck? What are the finite details?
We know it was 3:30 in the morning.
Because it takes a pretty strong hit, a pretty heavy impact for you to be trapped in that car, for you to not be able to get out, and of course, for you to die.
There's photos of the wreck online, yes, and the damage was significant, as you can imagine. Let's go to Joe in Kansas City. Hi, Joe.
Hey, I'm here.
Hi, go ahead.
So to add to what you were saying, I had a friend of mine. The years that was given to this young lady is just about right. He was stinking drunk one night and hit a guy. This guy was a pedestrian. Witnesses say that my friend just kept driving. Well, the reason the witnesses said he kept driving is because this guy just walked out in the middle of the street. So he didn't even know he hit a guy because there was nobody in the street, basically. Now,
and got 4 years given, and got 4 years, Joe.
He got 4 years out of that. He went to prison for only two, and then the rest was on parole. And this happened when he was somewhere 25, 26, and we're in our 60s now.
Oh, man.
Joe, thank you. He was a young guy.
Thank you for the call.
By the way, apparently this is pretty common in Wichita. I just Googled Wichita woman gets probation for killing someone in DUI wreck, and I didn't get the story that we're talking about. I got a different story about another woman who killed somebody while driving under the influence. Would you like to care how many months of probation she got?
How many?
36.
Okay. Maybe
apparently it's pretty standard down there in Wichita.
Maybe I am just naive, truly naive. Let's go to Aaron. Hi,
hey,
welcome on in. Hi.
So I kind of wonder if this is a case of affluenza or whatever, you know, that kid down in Texas that was rich and ran over a bunch of people and got off scot-free because he was too rich to know any better. Then I'd seen that there is a petition to revoke this young lady's volleyball scholarship.
Was she going to school on an athletic scholarship? Yeah.
Right. So it makes me wonder who mommy and daddy are who got her off and how are they connected maybe Boeing or some other company like that?
Well, there's nothing to suggest that is the case. There's nothing to suggest that that is the case.
So the wreck did happen in an intersection. So what, you know, maybe they had traffic cameras that alluded to she was not at fault for the wreck. At the end of the day,
even if you're 19, you know, after a car crash, you're not supposed to leave.
But most people get more than 36 months probation for driving under the influence.
That's a great point,
especially
Sam.
When you're 19 years old.
Without a car wreck and a death. That's a great point, actually. Let's go to Wanda in Warrensburg. Hi, Wanda.
Yes, hi. How you all doing?
I'm good. Welcome on in.
A friend of mine, husband, was hit by a white girl, 32, in Warrensburg, Missouri. He died 3 days later from his injuries. She hit him so hard, they found his shoes two houses down. They took her to the police department, asked her some questions, and let her go. Never charged her with anything. He was an African-American man.
Wanda, I am so sorry to hear that, and thank you for the call. The reason and the only reason I brought up race, when you brought up gender, Sam, is because of the facts of this case, it will make headlines beyond our town. It just will.
Yeah.
It just will. It's not a good look.
From the text line, also, if they didn't find her for a few hours, there is really no way to prove that she was drunk at the time of the wreck.
Those two charges were dismissed of the open container and the, it wasn't DUI, it was open container and liquor consumption. Was that the charge? Those two charges, as part of the plea, she pleaded guilty. Those two charges were dismissed.
Also, great point from the text line. On the first DUI offense, they typically do have more leniency on charging.
Well, yeah, but not when there's someone dies.
Yeah.
Go to Sally in Independence. Hi, Sally.
Hi. I think the biggest issue for me is that she fled the scene.
Yeah.
That she didn't stay there with Jazz. There's a whole lot to be said about having some humanity and empathy and caring about another human. And holding his hand or doing whatever she could, even if it was just being there with him instead of just driving off like she was carefree. That's the biggest issue for me with that.
Sally, thanks for the call. And then you think, okay, there's a 19-year-old. They have liquor in the car. They have an open container of liquor in the car. My guess is she said, I had no idea someone was dead in the car. I just knew there was a crash and I panicked and I fled. I didn't know someone had died. I didn't know someone was trapped.
Have you ever gotten into a wreck and thought to yourself, I got to get out of here?
At 3 a.m. with an open container at age 19, I would not have done that. I would not.
But you can see the thought process.
But you can see, you know, someone said, I'm not going to say who it was, but somebody that is close to the show was making the comment the other day to me, we have all said our young people are one stupid split second away from ending up in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Especially between ages like 15 and 25. And I would have said prior to reading this story, more often than not, it's usually young males, that they are all one really stupid split second decision away from wrecking their lives. I would like to hope and think that I would have stayed, but Sam, I don't know.
Text line's kind of split on this one. I mean, she was a kid. Kids make dumb decisions. Does she not deserve a second chance? The counter argument to that would be Jazz doesn't get a second chance.
Yeah.
Also from the text line, my brother blew a .089 in a DUI accident. Got 3 years in jail.
For .089?
3 years
in jail. Is it also true that if you're .063 and you are in a collision, you can get a DUI?
I believe that is correct.
I think there's like a tiny little bit of leeway for, like, you know, you have some wine at Catholic Mass or something.
I've always been confused by that, because if you do get pulled over, and we would have to have our either former law enforcement or somebody who can call in anonymously to tell us the truth on this one, but I had always heard that it's not like a scorecard, right? It's not like you get out and you blow a .74 and they're like, hey, good job, buddy.
You're good.
Hey, you're legal. Have you're a good out. Day, man. Like, they're still going to be very concerned about the fact that you blew a .7. It's so the .8 thing is not like, oh, if you blow under a .8, you're good to go.
I'm telling you, this is the fourth day that I've had that rental car, or the third day, Sam. I'm trying to remember. Anyway, it's been a long week. It still smells like the devil's lettuce. I got in it today.
Why do you keep smoking in the car, Dana?
I got in it today, and I was like, oh, it still smells like that.
And at the end of the day, this lady had the ability to hire a good attorney and was able to prove that she was not at fault for what happened. Something tells me, and I can't find the direct details on it, that the driver ran a red light. I don't know. That doesn't justify leaving the scene, but...
Right.
It's yeah.
If my car smells like weed after 4 days, does it justify me getting a new rental car?
Have you looked to see if there's still weed in there? Because 4 days seems like a long time for it to.
Oh, I've never looked. That would scare me to death.
And pull the door panel off.
I have not pulled the. No, I've not done any of those things.
In there.
I got a text late this afternoon that my car is ready. So I'm going to go get my car back after my wreck, and I can't decide when I give the rental back because I didn't tell them in the beginning this car smells. Do I say to somebody, this car smells and it wasn't me? Or the second you say that, does it sound like it was you?
From the text line, if you go to Catholic Mass and blow anything more than a .00, you've got a problem. It's supposed to be a sip, not a chug.
You've got a problem, or that's a church I want to check out. 913-586-7798. We will wrap up our hour here in just a bit. And then Festivus Friday is just a few minutes away. Do not text in your grievance yet. We will clear the lines after this next break. Back with much more on Dana and Parks after this. You guys hear there's an update on this nut in... L.A., who is accused of going on a, quote, chainsaw tree killing spree. Have you seen this guy's mugshot, Sam?
I have. He looks like a really, really wonderful guy.
After numerous trees were cut down throughout L.A., a suspect has been arrested in connection with the crime. He is Samuel Patrick Groft. If I had to guess, he looks like 40, something like that, 45 years old. He is accused for felony vandalism for allegedly using a chainsaw to cut down trees in downtown L.A. Now, you might be asking, because I did, there are trees in downtown L.A.?
There are, yeah. They
yes,
plant them along the sidewalks.
Very expensive trees.
Yeah, try to give you a nice green space. Really, running through downtown L.A. with a chainsaw for any purpose other than a licensed arborist is very concerning.
Help me out here. This is where I struggle.
Yeah.
Police say detectives located evidence linking Groff to cutting down the trees, wait for it, on April 17th, April 18th, April 19th, and April 22nd.
You are correct.
He took the day off.
For 4 days.
The 20th and the 21st was his rest day.
Yeah. But his arms were tired.
How in God's name? Some of this was like at 2 p.m. Does one go with a chainsaw in downtown L.A. four different times in the middle of the day and no one thinks, oh, that looks odd. We should call someone about that.
And there are police all over downtown L.A. It's not like it's a scarce place for them to be.
I don't know.
Not
Sam,
to mention, he was sawing entirely through these trees. It's not like he was going around and just lopping off branches.
Have you heard what a chainsaw sounds like? You would hear him for miles.
He was just going right through the trunk of the tree until it fell over and then moving on to the next. And he was biking from area to area with his chainsaw. So not only is he a tree killer, he apparently thinks it's safe to bike around with a chainsaw.
This was also done around Earth Day, just FYI. In a press release, they warned community members, do not approach. Do not approach if you see the bicyclist with the chainsaw. And they are looking for additional victims as they believe the suspect may be responsible for additional unreported crimes, i.e., if you heard a chainsaw in the area of L.A., anywhere, that's a big zip code, and you are missing a tree, maybe he is your guy.
Wouldn't they be able to just drive around and look for the trees that are no longer standing?
The gigantic felled trees that were once not felled. There's so much about that story I don't understand. I don't even know where to go. We're going to bring this story back on Monday. A bill to raise the legal marriage age in Missouri to 18 years old has sparked a fiery debate in the Missouri House. By the way, child marriage is still legal in 37 states. The Missouri House approved a bill that, among many other things, would raise the minimum age for marriage to 18, but not without fireworks. If you were curious, the age was 15 years old. Then they raised it to 16 years old in 2018. And I think Missouri was one of a handful of states where it's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
The legal age for marriage was embarrassing.
And they are continuing to fight over whether or not it should be raised or, in the opinion of some legislators, lowered.
You've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me.
We'll bring that back to you on Monday. Did you see the Texas mother from Tyler, Texas was arrested recently?
Oh my God, no. Should she be a member of the Missouri legislature? Because this story makes more sense than the one you just read.
We were talking about alcohol in this hour, and she is accused of bringing Jell-O shots to her fifth grade son or daughter, doesn't really say. Their Christmas party on December 20th at the school. She went to a home, ordered these Jell-O
getting
shots.
Get their Christmas party on,
they
mom.
They were ornate Jell-O shots. They had some fruit on top, some fruit snacks, some whipped cream.
Oh,
they looked
God.
Delicious. And they were full of booze, as most Jell-O shots are.
Is she trying to say that she did not realize those were Jell-O shots? She just thought she was bringing Knox blocks. Remember Knox blocks? That's what my grandma used to call it, Knox blocks.
Just thought, according to her, that she was bringing Jell-O in little tiny cups for the party. Now, multiple kids consume these Jell-O shots.
Oh, how was that party?
One student, 15 different students, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Ate the Jell-O shots. One student had 7 of them and passed out.
Oh.
Another student.
My God.
Had a couple. Purged, if you know what that means. Had a couple more and released it again.
Okay.
Before one of the teachers decided, man, those look tasty. I think I'll have one.
And then could taste it.
And of course, immediately, someone of alcohol drinking age thought to themselves,
this is not
good. That's some spicy Jell-O.
That's why Johnny's throwing up in the corner and Nathan is napping 3 hours during nap time.
Hell of
what
a Christmas
flavor
party.
Were they?
It was cherry, Dan.
Mm. Liquor flavored.
She's going to jail. She's going to be wearing orange, like orange flavored Jell-O. Dan, do you remember Knox blocks? My grandma used to call it Knox blocks. I don't know why. And she would cut the Jell-O into squares. There was no alcohol in it. That was highfalutin dessert in North Topeka.
Fancy.
All right, we are going to clear the lines. The airing of the grievances is straight ahead. We made it to Friday together. Oh, 913-586-7798. You can text your grievances there. Quick break for the news, and we will be back with Festivus Friday straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.